Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome back to Swing Time. Mike Coates here with the selections for the second hour of the programme. Thanks also to my colleague John Yule for making sure that the machinery is turning over in a correct manner. The personnel on my opening track today, quite interesting in that the participants at one stage or another of their careers had been sidemen in groups led by Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Warren Marsh, Kai Winding, Quincy Jones, Zook Sims and other eminent jazz personalities. In this instance, the leader was Bill Berry, who in addition to performing on trumpet, unusually played the vibes, an instrument that we don't normally associate with Berry, and certainly he never played vibes when he was with Duke Ellington. And it was his composition that opened up the second hour. The name of the composition was Blues, and I need to spell that for you, B-L-O-O-S-E, and the rest of the personnel consisted of Bill Watrous on trombone, Marshall Royal, alto clarinet, Lou Tobackin, tenor and flute, Alan Broadbent, piano, Chuck Berghoffer on bass, and Nick Ceroli on drums. It was recorded in the Sun West Recording Studios in Hollywood sometime in 1978. Bill Berry did do a memorable session up at what used to be referred to as the Hallam campus, was it, John? Yeah, I think that was right, when he did play trumpet, of course. Frequently in jazz, although a tune title may not be well known, you may get an inkling of what style you may expect a performance to occur. This is certainly not infallible, as the next track shows. Rhythm Mad might easily be considered as a tune from the swing era, but our version today emanates from a recording session on the West Coast in 1955. The composer and group leader is Dexter Gordon. The pianist is Carl Perkins, who sadly was at a very early age taken from us. He was only 29. The recording here gives an indication what a loss to jazz this excellent pianist was. So we have the Dexter Gordon Quintet playing Rhythm Mad, a Dexter Gordon composition, with Gordon on tenor, Cole Perkins piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, Chuck Thompson on drums, and this was recorded in Los Angeles on the 11th or 12th of November 1955. Rhythm Mad. some excellent piano there from Carl Perkins, nor did I give you the name of the trumpet player, who was Jimmy Robinson. At the time that was recorded, Dexter Gordon was going through something of a lean period, and the recording was done and appeared on an independent label on the West Coast called Doolittle Records. Staying on the West Coast enables me to introduce the first of my classic jazz discs today. One of the characteristics of Jerry Mulligan was that he was always a forward-looking musician. A performance which neatly brings together all these forward-looking attributes was his 1971 album, The Age of Steam. Alongside the conventional blowing of the brass section on the front line, we also have interesting arrangements which bring in the, at the time, emerging aspects of fusion and electronic ensembles. On this track, piano, guitar and bass are all electric driven. The track by Jerry Mulligan is his composition K4 Pacific, and the big band that accompanies him are Harry Sweets Edison and Roger Bobo, Bob on trumpets, Bob Brookmeyer, Jimmy Cleveland trombones, Ken Schreier on bass trombone, Bud Shank, alto and flute, Tom Scott, a very forward-looking musician at the time, on tenor and soprano, Ernie Watts, tenor, Jerry Mulligan on baritone, soprano and piano at different parts of his album, Roger Holloway on electric piano, Howard Roberts, electric guitar, Chuck Domanenko on electric bass, John Guerin on drums. Joe Perdido was on the percussion section. It was recorded in the A&M Studios, Hollywood, between February and July 1971. Here is K4 Pacific. Thank you. Another classic disc later in the programme. Time, I think, to include David Newton. As is well known, a Scottish pianist with an international reputation, Dave is in big demand on the British scene and, as many of you will know, he's no stranger to Sheffield, thank goodness. For many performances, he is the chosen accompanist, not only for British groups, but with visiting American musicians. So I thought we would feature him in solo mode. From his portrait album of Frank Sinatra, here is a thought that is on many people's mind at this time of the year. It's nice to go travelling. David Newton piano, recorded at the EMI Abbey Studio, Abbey Road Studios in London, on the 3rd or 4th of August 1995. It's nice to go travelling. And of course, when you do get back home, you can always tune in to Swing Time every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Another classic disc on the turntable now. Recently, I included in my playlist a lesser-heard musical instrument, a bassoon. Rather better known, but still quite rare, is the bass clarinet. When considering this instrument, the foremost participant who comes to mind would rather be like Carl Perkins, an individual who died rather young. This was Eric Dolphy, and it would take some 10 years or so before he appeared in a studio leading a group under his own name. And the track that we're going to feature is from the album Outward Bound. The track is on Green Dolphin Street. It's played by the Eric Dolphy Quintet with Eric Dolphy on bass, clarinet and alto. Freddie Hubbard is the trumpeter, and Dolphy and Hubbard certainly, after this record, did produce some memorable discs. Jackie Bayard, piano. George Tucker, bass. And Roy Haynes on drums. This is on Green Dolphin Street. Thank you. Eric Dolphy's album Outward Bound, showing why we associate the bass clarinet with Eric. Mike Coates here with the second hour of Swing Time, broadcasting on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. For a big band selection, I'm going to venture into John Yule territory. The composer of the next track is a bandleader who is mentioned in John's presentations from time to time. Also, certainly, composing the piece, my selection is performed by the Buddy Rich Big Band. It is taken from the album Big Swing Face. And the name of the composer I mentioned is Bob Florence, who, as I said, has featured in Mr. Yule's playlist from time to time. The track is called Willow Crest, and the composition of the lineup is Bobby Stew, Yutumo Murasaki, I think he's from Japan, and Charles Finlay with John Scuttle on trumpets, Jim Brimble, Ron Mayers trombones, Bill Wimbleby on bass trombone. Ray Sparling is at the piano. Richard Benikoff is the guitar player. James Gannon bass, and Buddy Rich, of course, at the drums. Recorded at the Shea Club in Hollywood on the 25th of February 1967, some fine blowing here from musicians who are the products of the various schools and universities of the US. This is Willowcrest. Next up, an instrumentalist who I guess now will be regarded as a forgotten man of jazz. In his own day, a multi-instrumentalist, and he was a master of the bass sax, vibes and tenor sax, as well as sundries such as the goofus and the hot fountain pen. As the personnel on this next track shows, he had no problem in attracting the top men of the day to play in his recordings. This is the Adrian Rollini group, Adrian Rollini and his orchestra, with Dave Klein and Manny Klein on trumpets, Jack Teagarden trombone, Benny Goodman clarinet, Arthur Rollini, his brother, on tenor, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Howard Smith piano, George Van Apps guitar, Artie Bernstein on bass, and Stan Kidd at the drums. There's also a vocalist, Ella Logan. And this was recorded in the New York City studios on the 23rd of October, 1934. It had to be you.
Why do I do just as you say? Why must I just give you your way? Why do I sigh? Why don't I try? It must have been that something lovers call fate kept on saying I had to wait. I saw them all, just couldn't fall till we met. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue. And even glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss. They wouldn't do, for nobody else gave me that thrill. With all your faults I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you.
British connection there too. Ella Logan was part of the well-known in Scotland, that is, Glasgow Logan family, who certainly circulated in vaudeville entertainment. And I believe was Annie Ross's auntie. It's a little while since I played any gypsy jazz on the programme, so what better to go to than a specialist festival dedicated to Django Reinhardt. In fact, it is the Django Reinhardt New York Festival. And here we have Birelli Legren on lead guitar, Jimmy Rosenberg second guitar, and Frank Vignola on rhythm guitar, with John Burr, B-U-R-R, at the bass. It was recorded in Birdland, New York City, on the 29th or the 2nd of December 2000. Swing 49.
Thank you.
Well, it's nice to think that the spirit of Django Reinhardt was celebrated in some really hallowed walls where the cream of jazzmen have appeared. Well, again, moving now to the end of the show. So this is Mike Coates saying thank you for listening. John and I do hope you've enjoyed the music we presented today, and we do hope you can join us next week on Swing Time. That's Tuesday at 1 p.m. when we'll have more jazz, swing and blues music.